Independence Day, the 4th of July, just a few days away. That means we're almost halfway through the year. And this time of year, I always notice people are thinking about changing something. Maybe it's because we've gone through the first half and then there's vacation, maybe a break in the summertime. Take a breather. And then what are you going to do with the second part of the year? We see it all the time, and there are kind of two kinds of people out there. We'll talk about that today in the process of getting yourself to change. It's kind of a mindset. There's stages you move through, and that's today's program. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day because life begins when you move. An idea pops into your head. Hey, this is what I want to do. I'm going to go do it. I wonder if I can. I know you can because I know that anytime you put your mind to something, you can do it. I've seen too many folks do that. That's the way it works. That's what the show's all about, to kind of take an idea, get it in your head, and then every single day help you stand up and take a step and repeat until you get there. No matter what gets in the way, we'll make it happen. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy you're here. Still in the motor coach, traveling. We sold the house, traveling the country, kind of seeking out a new place to live. I have found a few places I'm very interested now, and I found a few homes I'm interested in, so that's kind of starting to get my attention a little bit. The only regret that I have, there's two regrets. Number one, that I traded in my 40-foot diesel pusher about 5 years ago for my 32-foot wonderful Class C motorcomb. it's smaller, and it's kind of interesting. The other thing is I regret I did not install my RV-friendly mobile internet before I left, and instead relying on Wi-Fi all over the place, and that's tough right now because you're all out there using it. Anyway, some challenges. That's okay. It's okay. We're going to move through the process, move through summertime, and keep growing and keep moving and keep, as they say, grooving. So let's talk about change. Is that okay if I do that? I talk about change a lot. And the reason I do is because change is just, it's really the only thing you can expect. And I like to focus on things that are just going to be constant in my life. And I can count on the fact that no matter what happens, change is going to happen. And as I do that, I notice there are people out there that are doing the same thing. There's two kinds of people. They cross my path all the time. I'm perplexed at one. I'm not perplexed at the other. So the folks who are kind of moving in the direction of change of their life, they are in two areas. One is contemplating change. They're way, way out. They're just thinking about something they want to make different in their life, and that's kind of where they are. In some cases, I would go so far as to say they are stuck. They didn't progress through the stages we'll talk about today. And others are actually taking charge. They're taking action. They're really just in it. They're going for it. They're taking the action that they know they have to take to create what they want to create. And that's kind of the final, or at least the middle steps of what we'll talk about today. But they're very, very evident in folks that I see all the time in conversations. So a long time ago, Winston Churchill said something that I just found amazing. And to this day, I still review it from time to time. To improve is to change. So to be perfect is to have changed often. Now, doing the work that I do and working with the number of people I do around the world, I can tell you this, that those who embrace the change and just embrace that getting better and improving is changing and that's what has to happen, they're happy people. They just get out of bed and charge through the day every single day, and they don't really care what gets in their way. They just keep charging, keep trying to change. I personally, and I think you should as well, if something is not going the way I think it ought to be going, maybe I'm not happy with it, I hope and pray for change. I do. I can't wait for change so I can make it go the direction I want it to go. So to improve is to change. So to be perfect is to have changed often. So if you're stuck in your ways, if you're an old dog and you don't want to learn anything new, that's okay. Completely up to you to do that. That's fine. But it's problematic because that's how you improve yourself. And in the world that we live in, personal development, self-improvement, that's what it's all about, isn't it? So it's time to get moving no matter what. And that means accelerating your progress through what might be called the stages of change. And this happens all the time. It's a bit mindset, but certainly it works out in your world. It works out in your skill set. It works out in your daily experience. But we all go through this. Are you ready for it? So look, check on as we do this, as I go through this with you. Decide where you are. Maybe pick something you're thinking about in your life. My guess is as we talk, you'll have an idea, if not already. First stage everybody goes through is kind of the pre-contemplation stage. That's when you're intending to take an action, but you're kind of unaware that your behavior is the problem. Wait a second, Scott. What do you mean by that? That means that something's not right. It means that something's not going the direction you want it to go or think it should go. Something is maybe agitating you just a little bit. In your gut, you feel like something has to change, but you're not really aware that maybe it's the life you've set up. It's the actions you're taking every single day that is, in fact, causing the problem. You're not there yet. It's like being way overweight, like I have been several times in my life. Thank God not today. But, you know, when I'm just a fat guy, which is what I was and what I can be easily, it takes me a while to realize it's the pizza and beer causing the issue. Once I do, I focus on salads. So pre-contemplation then moves into contemplation. You recognize the problem. I'm focused on the salads, right? Not the beer. And start to debate the pros and cons of your actions. Now, this is really an interesting time. This is where you look at should I or should I not. This is where I might get my quantum linguistics out and work on it in that manner. So I've gone from maybe not being aware that I'm causing the issue to the fact that, okay, what if I made a change? What would happen here? What if I did this? What if I did that? I'm looking for validation of actions or inactions. We get to the third step. We've decided. And in all likelihood, we've decided we're going to make some change. Something has to be different. So we move into preparation stages. Not fixing to get ready that I'm so popular, have said and has become so popular in my world. I'm talking about preparation. I'm talking about you intend to take action soon. You may even be starting with very small steps, but now you have contemplated this and you said, no, I got to do it, but I got to get ready. Things have to happen. It's like when I decided to sell my house, we had to start making some changes to get that done, to get top dollar and to get it sold right the way it needed to be done. Had to make some changes, had to prep for it. Had to change your lifestyle almost entirely to get it to happen. So we always move into that. So let's go back a little bit. Free contemplation. Then you start contemplating it, debating the pros and cons. And then you start taking some preparation, maybe some small actions. After you get that set up, we're moving into the big stage, the action mode. The process of making specific change required to change your new and begin your new life or whatever it happens to be. In the metaphor of me selling my house, that's probably signing the contract and saying, okay, we're in. Let's go. Full blown, gonna get done. It's gonna work out. We're gonna go to the end of this road no matter what. So that's where action happens. That's where you get everything done. And you may or may not be right there right now. So what happens once you get the major, major change, the major action out of the way? You got this thing going. Horses out of the barn, as they say. Well, now it's maintenance mode because whatever you have created, you drop something else, you've changed, you become something new. Whatever you've created is essentially gonna go into maintenance mode. And this is where you're going to sustain that change for at least 6 months, probably longer. You want lifelong transformation. So likely, whatever you have been doing, it could be a job, it could be a home, it could be a family, it could be a friend, it could be anything. You have been sustaining that and maintaining that for a long time, but it no longer serves you. So as you move into the next level, you want to maintain the new that has arrived in your life. And it's still part of the change pattern. Remember, pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and then maintenance mode. You want to keep it. That's why on Mondays when I ask, have you done your homework? Are there things that you want to keep in your life and you need to pay attention and make sure they stay there? Or are there things you would like to pass on? Get out of your life. In any case, change is going to happen, so you need to pay attention to it. And finally, a lot of people call this a termination mode. And this is where you have zero temptation and you are sure it's not going to come back in your life the way it used to be. You'll keep what you've got. So you've worked at maintaining. In my case, actually, I used to weigh 250 pounds. I literally was a guy who would fall face first into a basket of French fries without even thinking about it three times a day. If they crossed my path, I was going to eat them. And eventually, I would defend it, by the way. I would defend that, defend pizza, defend everything that made me fat. And eventually, I began to move beyond it. I began to create new changes in my life, and I hit that termination mode. And what ended up happening was I surprised myself. Totally blew my mind. Never expected it to happen. I'd be out at a restaurant and gosh darn, don't you know, I'd order good stuff. I wouldn't even order that. In fact, I would look at it and decide it wasn't going to make me feel good. Why do it? Zero temptation. Zero. That's where you want to be. So as we go through the changes, the pre-contemplation, the contemplation, the preparation, and the action, then we settle into that maintenance mode. And the goal is we're going to stay in maintenance until we get to termination, meaning whatever we have changed from is gone. And our entire life, we are now living the lifestyle that we have chosen, and we're staying there, and we're not going to go backwards. How long does it take? It depends. But I think it takes some time. Here's the good news. You begin to live the benefit of it immediately, and it doesn't matter how long it takes because you were there. It's the journey, not the destination. That's how you do it. And can you do more than one at a time? You are right now. You're doing many at a time. It's all in different stages, but you're moving in that direction. So think about that today as you go through the day. Hey, by the way, Winston Churchill said something else. For myself, I am an optimist. It does not seem to be much use to be anything else. So as you're making change, be an optimist. Why not, right? Why do anything else? It doesn't make any sense. Keep that in mind as you speed forward. You're going to have a great day. and make it a great day today. Come back tomorrow as we work toward a holiday weekend here in the U.S. of A, and some fireworks are going to fire this weekend. I'll see you tomorrow.